Have you ever questioned why it is that when you spill some coffee, it forms this kind of ring pattern? I mean, not all liquids dry in this ring shape. Well, it's a question that has mystified scientists for years. This very ring pattern, however, has inspired a group of scientists to create a health diagnostics test. We are going to be joined by a researcher who led an international team to explore the patterns that form from evaporating droplets in coffee and how that inspired a low-cost blood diagnostic test. We are joined now by Director of Bioresource Processing Research Institute of Australia at Monash University. It is Professor Gilles Garnier. Good morning.
Good morning, Maureen.
Thank you so much for joining us. So why are you and an international team of researchers studying coffee rings?
Well, we started by curiosity because this is really a problem that has mystified the scientists. So we started to try to understand. We use latex, so that means a solution with little bits of plastic. We play a little bit around. And we did experiment that work, and we started to identify two variables that control the coffee ring. And after that, we had a brilliant student, Michael Rotak, that went to Cambridge to a colleague, and they developed mathematical model to follow and to match experiments. So that was a nice little scientific, I would say, achievement. But after that, we say, wait a second, there's 10 years working with blood. Can we do something useful? Can we use that to engineer something that would be of benefit to all the Australians? And we've been working with the medical community, and there's always a need for anemia, to detect anemia. And you say, hey, blood is pretty much the same thing. Can we use the concept that we develop for something for a diagnostic? And that's where came the idea, and we started to put some drop of blood on surfaces and watch how they dry and try to engineer to control that. So that's really how it started.
So when you see like a droplet of blood dry up, it forms like these really cool patterns. And I'm going to share a picture on Twitter for you all to have a look at a little bit later on. But so the reason why you looked at both of these, the coffee rings form these really cool shapes when they're drying, is similar to the blood that also forms these cool patterns. So can you tell us how this blood diagnostic would test? What are you looking at for when this blood dries?
So what we're looking is, do we have a coffee ring or not? And everybody has seen a coffee ring. If you're at the restaurant, you put a droplet of coffee on the tablecloth, you see, then you're going to form a ring outside. But if you put wine or orange juice, it's just, you know, uniform color. And what we want is to do the same with blood. So that means if you have anemia, you put a droplet on the diagnostic and you have the ring outside. That means you have anemia, you don't have enough red blood cell and you need to change your diet, you need to see a doctor. However, if the blood droplet dries all over the place uniformly, that means you're okay. So that's basically what we've been engineering. And what we do, we treat the surface to have a certain contact angle, and the only variable that we really measure is the concentration of red blood cell. But blood is absolutely beautiful, it's fascinating, and of course it never follows all the rules that we want, but it's working still.
That blows my mind. I mean, there's always times where I'm like, wow, science is really cool. I mean, the fact that we've got all this technology, but you can just literally like put a drop of blood, look at how the pattern is, and then see, like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like, see if someone has this, you know, health condition within their blood. That's amazing.
Yes, and this is, I think, what is even better is the new philosophy, the new generation of scientists and engineers that we train from university. Is now we have really a strong social and sustainable component. Because we say, who is it for? You know, nobody likes to go to the hospital and be tested and to have them. No, what we want is really to empower the person, to respect the agency of the person, to let them test their condition or if they're okay in the house. So we're working on all the engineering, such as anybody can take the test, you put a drop of your blood, and you can analyze, you know, without a PhD or reading 300-page manual if you have a condition or not. So that's what I found the most exciting, and the engagement of the young scientists that are really developing this concept.
Very cool. And I bet that you don't look at a coffee spill the same way anymore.
I'm allowed to put coffee on the tablecloth now.
Yeah, it's science. Thank you so much, Professor Gania.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Have a great day.